Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio, and this is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have with us in studio today our guest speaker, Brother Al-Musawi. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing.
It's always a pleasure being here.
Thank you so much for being with us. Brother Al-Musawi, as we discussed in last session, a parent used a term scolding, which you said contains a lot of negative connotation it has with it. And you said, instead of scolding our children, we need to educate them. We need to fix the problem. I would want you to expand a little more on the topic.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Previously, we were saying that when it comes to kids misbehaving, instead of punishing them or scolding them, we need to help them. And we help them by finding out what causes them to be in this position to begin with, what made the child do what he did. So instead of me trying to fix the action itself, let me fix the pre-action itself, if we can say the least. So we mentioned a number of reasons why children end up misbehaving that we need to look at. So from a personal level, when it comes to the children, we mentioned a few things, and inshallah, I would like to mention a few more in this regard. So the parents have a clearer picture of why kids misbehave, because a lot of people don't. Mm-hmm. They think that the child misbehaved because he's a bad child. We don't have such a thing as a bad child. Like Allah says in the hadith, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says in the hadith, that everyone is born on the fitrah. And it's up to the parents to make him a Jew or a Christian. So everyone is born on this pure innate that Allah has given them. Yeah. It's up to the parents to send them whatever direction. Then again, when we look at children and we see why they're misbehaving, we have a number of reasons. Like I said, we mentioned a few of them, and let us mention a few more. One of the reasons children misbehave is the fact they conclude to the wrong decision or to the wrong conclusion, if we can say the least, right? And that's obviously a lack of their understanding of things. So sometimes when a child does something, he thinks it's a good thing. So sometimes I remember one day I came to the bathroom and I found my daughter washing, like she was putting the iPad in the, in the spa.
Wash basin?
Yeah.
All right.
Like she filled up the spa and she was putting the iPad in. I'm like, what are you doing, Habibti? She's like, Dad, I'm washing and it's too dirty. So, I mean, that's her conclusion of cleaning that iPad. And it never worked again, right? It's her idea of cleaning is to put it in water. Now, if I was a terrible father, the first thing I would do is slap her.
Exactly.
Right? You just put $600 in a water, right?
Yeah.
But I said, no, hi, this is not how you work. This is not how you clean it. I was like, oh, but I'm like, yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm like,
so
but now it's not going to work.
You,
right?
So kind of you.
Yeah. So, and then so she was like, difficult. But that doesn't work now. I'm like, well, that's what you do if you put it in water. So now she learned the lesson herself. So she reached
experimenting.
Exactly. So sometimes children and even youth reach the wrong conclusion by themselves. So instead of me trying to punish them for this conclusion that they've reached, let me try to fix how they can think correctly. which is a very important part of a child's life and upbringing and their education. Trying to look at the cause rather than the problem. Because if you try to punish the problem will keep repeating itself. You know, like when a person is sick, if you keep giving him painkillers, you will numb the pain for a while. But
you
come
are not
back.
Actually going to treat the disease itself.
Yeah, not treating it. It will come back right after the medication wears off.
Yes.
And then you take another pill.
Yes.
Until when? Until you completely die out. You
yes.
know what I mean? So we can't keep doing that. Like I always say, we can't have a Band-Aid solution to things.
Yes.
You need to actually fix the problem.
Fix the problem itself. Brother Musawi, I'll continue the session with you after a very short while. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIV English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. I have brother Al-Musawi with me, and we are talking about fixing a problem rather than looking for some painkiller kind of remedies. So, brother, you rightly mentioned that a painkiller does numb the pain for some time, but it does not actually treat the problem.
Yeah. So from here, we have to once again go back to the source of the problem and try to fix it from the beginning rather than just try to patch it up, which is not going to work. Another reason to why kids misbehave and do bad things is they are isolated. And sometimes as parents, we take a joy when a child isolates himself, because we say, okay, got good riddance, right? I get a break now. He's away. I can do whatever I want. Hey, the child's not bugging me. Now, that's a problem. When the child is isolated and he's by himself and talks to himself and plays with himself, he will feel, you know, he will feel like an alien in a planet. And as a result, he will do a lot of things that he should not do. So
yeah.
As a parent, we should not take isolation and being himself and talking to himself and playing by himself as always a good sign. We say, yes, we encourage children to speak out loud. We encourage children to have imaginary friends, but not to isolate themselves, because isolation always going to backfire at us. Because I've seen a lot of parents, they get very happy when the children are isolated. And now when the child starts to cry or the child starts to annoy the parents, you know what they do? They give him the phone and the tablet. Like, all right, just go play.
Again, they, isolating.
Yeah, so we deliberately isolating our children so we could get a bit of comfort, which is a problem. So isolation itself is a big problem itself. Another reason why children misbehave is that sometimes children themselves, they face a problem and they don't know how to solve it and they don't have the capacity to come and talk with their parents about it. Because most of the times, as parents, we put ourselves in an authority figure kind of person where they look at you as authority. If they always do that, then they will find it very hard to come to you with their problems. So you need to play it safe. You need to maintain your authority figure. At the same time, you bring yourself to their level, where they feel comfortable talking to you. So you see, girls, for example, they're very comfortable talking to their moms about their personal issues from the outside. For example, if she's in love with a boy, she will come tell her mom. She will never tell her dad.
Yeah.
Because she's constantly looking at the father as an authority figure. So she's just scared from him. While the mother has no authority figure, she's just a friend. And in both cases, they're both wrong.
Yes.
So you need to maintain this authority figure. At the same time, you make it easy for them. So you befriend them as much as an authority figure. So the problem is the people with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or with, even with the imams, they say that they have this haiba of nubuwwah or the haiba of imam, this aroma that makes us, you know, very you know, it doesn't make it easy for us to approach them.
Mm-hmm.
Yet their akhlaq is so down to earth, it makes it very easy for us to sit with them.
Yes.
So maintaining that
indeed,
both,
that down to earthness.
Yeah. Thing. So with parents, the same thing. So kids face problem on their own, and sometimes if they can't find the right ear to talk to, then that's a problem. So it will manifest on their action on the outside.
Yes, definitely. Brother, I'll be talking to you after a very short while. Here, we need to take a very short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "He who has a child must treat him in a childish manner."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is the program Islamic Upbringing. I have with me in studio Brother Al-Musawi. Brother Al-Musawi, you said that parents actually need to keep in mind nothing good comes without giving up something. Like sometimes you said, parents have to give up a lot of things. Like if they want to be in isolation and relaxation mode themselves, they don't have to isolate their children. Sometimes if there's a problem with the children, maybe a child is actually trying to pursue attention-seeking behavior. So what are other things you think that parents need to keep in mind?
All right, so there are other signs that the parents need to pay attention to when it comes to their kids. For example, when they see their kids, sometimes you have a very, I wouldn't say brave kids, but kids who are, they go overboard. Like they have no fear. They do whatever they want. Like they break things, they put themselves in harm's way. They just don't care. Because yeah. Sometimes the parents, they take this as a sign of bravery. Oh, my child's so brave, he does this. And there's a difference between being brave and being a fool.
Yes.
Right? So when you see a child being very foolish, doing things that are foolish, that's not bravery. So yeah, any foolish action from a child is also a sign, an indication that there's something wrong. And sometimes we have like physical signs where kids grow up even to, you know, when they early like 10, 11, 12, and they still wet the bed. For example, a
yes.
child who wears the bed even above a 3 or 4, that's a problem, right? Children who are constantly biting their nails and biting their fingers or sucking their fingers, this is also a problem. When kids, for example, are always angry, always yelling, always crying, that indicates that our problem with a child that needs to be fixed. Kids constantly have doubts about things. Kids constantly complaining about things. Kids constantly not happy about things. These are all indications that we have a very unhealthy child. So as parents, we should not only look at these things and say, well, you know, I let it go. He will, yeah, it's just a phase. He will get over it. No, he won't. It's a problem. When, for example,
as a parent, I need to figure it out.
Yeah, so sometimes you have children, for example, I've seen this many times where children, they break their toys.
Yes.
They break things. They just have a habit of breaking things.
Breaking things.
That's a problem. That stems from a problem within the child. Or when you see, for example, the child taking the toys of other kids.
Yes.
And they take joy in it. You know, they take it from them and they laugh at them. That's a problem. Bullying is a problem.
Yes.
So we have a lot of issues that we need to monitor in our children. So like I said, children are a trust. We need to maintain this trust and keep an eye on them.
Yes.
Otherwise, we will definitely lose them.
Yes. Thank you so much, Brother Musawi, for being with us. Thank you so much for such a beautiful discussion, giving us so many signs and symptoms parents can think about. Even I'm still in thoughts to figure out a lot of things that you said we need to look at a lot of signs, which may be a sign of a problem, which may be yelling at us, there is a problem with your child, we need to figure that out, rather than scolding and just being lecturing our children. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you
Pleasure.
So much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us. Please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also listen to our sessions again on our official website, that's parstoday.com. Go to Call of Islam. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.